Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have two programs within one program. The first half of the of Talk of Our Towns today is going to be about Bites for Rights. This is a fundraising event which Basic Rights Oregon has been doing for many years. It is happening on Thursday, June 20th. And there are participating restaurants here in Astoria, Oregon. 25% of the sales on Thursday, June 20th will go to Basic Rights Oregon to support their three programs, marriage equality, trans justice, and racial justice. And so this is a tasty and delicious event happening on Thursday, June 20th. And my guest is on the phone from Basic Rights Oregon in Portland. So that's the first half of the program. And then in the second half of the program, we'll be talking with Kelly Haskin and Reagan Myers of the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market, which is opening in Long Beach this Friday. It happens every Friday from 4 to 7 p.m., June through October. And it's a very exciting market. They're only in their third year. And so both of these programs are about food, and they're about community, and they're about good things. And so let's start right off with Basic Rights Oregon and the Bites for Rights event. And today I have Joe LeBlanc on the phone. Are you there, Joe?
I am here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Joe. So glad we could do this today. So, Joe, for listeners who may not be familiar with Basic Rights Oregon, would you please tell us a little bit about that organization?
Sure thing. Basic Rights Oregon was founded in 1996, and it's Oregon's chief advocacy, education, and political organization dedicated to ending discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Our mission is to ensure that all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Oregonians experience equality by building a broad, inclusive, politically powerful movement, shifting political and public opinion, and achieving policy victories. So we do the work. We have some legislative wins, and we're moving equality forward in Oregon.
And you are a 501c3, so you receive your funding through grants, donations, fundraisers such as Bites for Rights.
Yes, we do lots of community events. We also have a C4 political arm. So I mean, we have, you know, lots of ways that people can support us and get involved in the work that needs to happen.
And I asked you earlier, are there organizations like Basic Rights, Washington, California, and you said that each state has its own, essentially its own Basic Rights organization?
Most states do have an equality organization. Basic Rights Oregon came out of a lot of fights that we had at the ballot. We have had the most anti-gay ballot measures in any state in the country. And as a result, we have done a lot of work building a broad coalition of community partners into doing this work together, you know, battling non-discrimination, bullying, safe schools coalitions, and now we're at a point where we have three programs, marriage equality, transgender justice, and racial justice, and we've been experiencing victories in all three of our areas.
That's the right thing. And you know what I love is Lisa Clement called me. She said, Donna, I'm so passionate about this. We need equal rights for every Oregon citizen. And this Bites for Rights event is something that people really need to know about. So Thursday, June 20th, Bites for Rights takes place all over the state of Oregon, and there are participating restaurants, bars, and coffee shops. What is Bites for Rights?
So Bites for Rights is our annual food fundraiser. It's the 14th year this time around, and it initially started out at just like a handful of restaurants that were helping to raise money as we went against a ballot measure that was called Dine on 9 way back when for ballot measure 9. So now we're at a point where it's a proactive event, and we're at 120-plus restaurants statewide, which is the most ever in our history. And we have four restaurants in Astoria who are participating specifically, the Astoria Coffee House, Clemente's Restaurant, T-Paul's Supper Club, and T-Paul's Urban Cafe. On this particular day, folks all over Oregon can go to any of these restaurants, dine out, have breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, whatever you like, all day long, and the restaurants are going to donate a percentage to Basic Rights Oregon at the end of the day.
And it's a substantial percentage, which is excellent because you really are making a difference. So you can go out and have a delicious meal or latte or whatever. I went on the website. I went onto the Basic Rights Oregon website and looked at your website. And then I went on to the Bites for Rights website. And so if you are listening and you're not in the Columbia Pacific region and you aren't able to go to Clemente's or T-Paul's Supper Club or Urban Cafe or the Astoria Coffee House and Bistro here in Astoria, you can find restaurants. There's Manzanita is involved. There are restaurants all over Portland, in Bend, so throughout the state. So if you go to bitesforrights.com, you can figure out where you want to go to have your delicious food on Thursday the 20th and also support Basic Rights Oregon. Joe, do you feel positive about the way things are moving forward in the world for equality and equal rights? How do you feel about how things are going?
I think generally we're making progress. There are definite areas that are facing some significant battles also. So, I mean, we are moving forward. We've had some successful victories this past year in our racial justice program, getting things like tuition equity passed with our community partners that really affect a lot of LGBTQ folks, as well as our transgender victories that have included getting trans-inclusive health care for different insurance companies. And it's slowly but steadily moving forward. I mean, there's so much work that needs to be done, and especially if you think about cities that are outside of Portland, since it's like a queer bubble. Folks are definitely having harder times trying to just basically live their lives and love who they love and be treated with fairness and equality.
However, public opinion is really shifting, all of the studies I hear about the demographics show that younger people in this country really are very much for equality for everyone, and that a lot of these older ideas, which are not based on fairness and equality, are really changing. Things are happening.
Definitely. We've seen a lot of positive momentum. I mean, last year we had 4 states that had positive wins in marriage equality. So that was the first time we've had that number, and we've got the president who is now supportive of marriage equality. And we're moving in, the basic steps to get, marriage equality here in Oregon onto the ballot next year in November. And so we've got a lot of excitement. The buzz is like, this should be happening in Oregon. And so people are really excited and really, like, more than ever charged to take action and to have these conversations with people in their lives about the things that affect them every day, from health care to racial equity and as well as marriage equality. I mean, all of these things impact folks on a regular daily basis. And so, the Bites for Rights event itself, I mean, it's going to fund the educational work that we do to help move public opinion and for us to keep on doing these victories. And so this particular event is such a fun way for people to be able to support us, because lots of other people, they can't get involved in if it's a political sentiment, but they can go out and support a restaurant that is backing the work that we're doing here at Basic Rights Oregon, which is important for folks to do on the day of Bites for Rights, but it's also to do that throughout the year. I mean, we need to continue to support the businesses who support our communities.
Absolutely. And so here in Astoria, Oregon, on Thursday, June 20th, when you eat at Gordon and Lisa Clement of Clemente's, when you eat there, they support Basic Rights Oregon, and a huge portion of the sales of that day are going to go to Basic Rights Oregon. When you eat at T-Paul's Supper Club, Paul also has the Urban Cafe. When you eat at Jim and Tony's Astoria Coffee House, all of these 4 restaurants here locally. And also, I think, Joe, you told me that if there are some people listening in the audience who have, right now the listening audience have a restaurant, a bar, a coffee house, and they want to participate, that they can go to your website, Bites for Rights, or they can give you a call and they can say, we want to be part of Thursday, June 20th, Bites for Rights, correct?
Most definitely. We are definitely receiving more people who want to be added to the list of folks. And people do reference this list ongoing throughout the year. When people come to visit Portland, they can check out this list of restaurants to check out for different types of food, because they know that they'll be treated with fairness and they're supporting an organization that supports, their benefits as well.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I think everyone wins out with such the event, and it would be great to add more restaurants in Astoria as well as in other cities all across Oregon to this campaign.
All right, so it's not too late, even though it is a week from tomorrow, Thursday, June 20th. Bites for Rights takes place all over Oregon. If you have a business and you serve food, coffee, drinks, and you want to participate in Bites for Rights, you can get in touch with Basic Rights Oregon. And it's a real opportunity for us to support Clemente's, T-Paul's Supper Club, the Urban Cafe, Astoria Coffee House and Bistro. And I will be eating at all four of those restaurants on the 20th. I will just have to figure out, I'll just have to have like two breakfasts, two lunches, and two dinners or something like that.
And that's what we're inviting folks to do, to really make a day out of it. You know, if you're having meetings, I mean, you know, definitely try to fit it into one of these particular places. It works out, you know, and then you get to, you know, thank the restaurant for being supportive. I mean, the restaurants really love to hear from the folks who are dining there that that's the reason why you're there, because then they can tell specifically that, yes, this is exactly why we should do this. We're receiving positive and, you know, feedback from our customers as well as increase in business, and they, you know, continually feel good about this exchange of business with us and them, as well as the Astoria Coffee House. They've been a great supporter over the years, and they're doing a regional event for us on July 13th. We're going to have a reception to where our executive director, Gina Frazzini, will be there to talk about where we are in the work, you know, specifically giving more information about our marriage campaign that will be, you know, really getting into high gear as we get forward this year. And then after the reception, there's going to be a dance party. It's going to be a Q night at the Astoria Coffee House that will be a fundraiser for Basic Rights Oregon. So that's another way that the community is supporting the work that we're doing.
And that's in July.
Yes, July 13th.
Okay, great. All right. Well, Joe, I think we're about out of time here. Thank you so much for the important work you're doing to create equal rights for every Oregon citizen. And
I appreciate you having us on the radio show. And if folks want to have, you know, any input about Bites for Rights, if they want to get involved or have any questions about the events we're doing in Astoria, they can contact me, which is joe@basicrights.org, or they can call me at 503-222-6151, extension 104. And you can check out more information about Basic Rights Oregon at basicrights.org.
Thank you so much, Joe. And again, a delicious way to support equal rights and to enjoy eating and patronizing these wonderful establishments that are participating on Thursday, June 20th. Thank you so much, Joe. Have a great
Thank
rest
you.
Of your day. Take
you
care.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns, and the first half of the program was about Bites for Rights happening Thursday, June 20th. It's in support of Basic Rights Oregon, equal rights for every Oregon citizen. And so we've been talking about food in this first half of the program, and now we are going to move to talking about food in a whole different way. We're going to be talking about the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market, which actually does so many excellent things as well, because they support community, they support farmers. They're all about what they say on their website: farmers, fishers, ranchers, growers, producers, for community health and well-being. And so here in the studio today, I have Katie Haskin, and Katie is the market manager of the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market. Hi, Katie.
Hi there.
Glad
it's great
to have
to
you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And I also have Reagan Myers, and Reagan is the Tourism and Events Coordinator for the City of Long Beach, Washington. Hi, Reagan.
Good morning, Donna.
A lot of people may not know what the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market is, because you're only in your third year. And it's opening this Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. in downtown Long Beach. It's going to continue through June. What is the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market?
The Columbia Pacific Farmers Market is a place for the community, tourists, people young and old to come, gather, meet new people, catch up with old friends. We will have live music every week from 4 to 7 p.m. on our big brand new stage at Veterans Field. We're right down in the hub of Long Beach, right behind the police station on the corner of 3rd and Pacific. And I'll go ahead and let Reagan talk a little bit about Veterans Field and the live music that's going to be opening the market this year.
Thank you, Katie. The Veterans Field was actually dedicated this last Loyalty Days in May. We also have a beautiful flag plaza, and on the field was a 30 by 40 foot stage that was built for performing arts, and kind of coining that area as Long Beach's living room, so everybody can a gathering place for those that are visiting and those that live here. And this weekend, being June 14th, Flag Day, pretty important day, opening day of the market, we're going to have Sweet Swing. They're a Andrew's sister a cappella group from Seattle that's going to come down and do four different mini shows and do costume changes and just really showcase patriotism with Flag Day and opening of our market.
And so the market is from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Correct.
And it's not just about all this delicious food, but it is about all the delicious food, but there are also things for children, there are educational things. Give us an overview of the mission of the market.
Absolutely. We have a variety of kids' activities that you mentioned. The market is going to be about education as well as great food. So we have educational demonstrations from the WSU Pacific County Master Gardeners. They will be there to do plant clinics. We will have beekeepers there to do informational and instructional, provide information. We will also have lots of other people full of great information. We have the Le Cordon Bleu gentleman, Mike Spina. He used to be an instructor at the Le Cordon Bleu Institute in Portland. He is going to be there with us to do cooking demonstrations and show people that he will purchase what's there at the market and then provide a meal to show that all you need, everything you need for a meal is right there at the market.
I want to back up for 1 second because there's so much richness in this. I mean, but I want to also mention that Reagan, your job essentially is to organize tourism and events for the city of Long Beach.
Correct.
And when this is only the third year for the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market.
Yes.
And when you realized you needed a new manager, your other manager was leaving, you said,
I know the perfect person.
Because?
She grew up on a farm and like her mom made her clothes and she canned stuff and she's like the most dynamic person. You want farm to fork in a farmer's market, then you want the farm manager to understand the product and how it's going to get from farm to fork and you know, the importance of preserving, you know, our food didn't come from Safeway or Fred Meyer. It came from our farmers, our, you know, ranchers, our producers of our fruits and vegetables and the things we eat. So we're going to educate them and entertain them, but also trick them into learning and having a good time at the same time.
And go ahead, Katie.
Sure. A great message that I also want to make sure is clear, that so often people think eating healthy and eating fresh and local is more expensive. We are going to prove you wrong this year because it is not as expensive as you think. There is lots of different things you can eat, variety of ways you can cook, including a lot of the different vendors will be providing recipes as well to use their products. So you can get some great recipes, have lots of fun, lots of laughs.
Will there be some cooked food? Like if I just decide, because see, I love this idea of just, you know, at the end of the day on Friday, just drive across, for those of us who are listening in, you know, in Oregon, drive across the bridge and there's your Friday evening. You know, I know you have, you know, you said you're going to have beekeepers and petting zoos and music and these demonstrations and educational things and they're going to be themed events, these markets. So I can go over there from 4 to 7 on a Friday and have a complete, can I eat my way through the market?
Absolutely.
Yes, we will have Ole Bob's Fish Galley and Market. They will be there with their delicious crab cakes. They are phenomenal. If you've never had them, you definitely want to. We'll also have El Compadre's homemade tamales. Anna will be with us again this year. Roasted nuts,
fresh berries that you can, you don't have to do anything with, but
goat
eat them out of them. Goat cheese. Mm-hmm.
Goat cheese.
And freshly baked bread and pies, I imagine.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
So the pretzel lady will be back, so you definitely want to make sure you come to.
So it's a classic farmer's market. It's not about, you don't sell art, you don't sell jewelry, objects or jewelry. No. You really sell food and food products.
Absolutely.
And maybe if someone is making goat cheese, they're making goat's milk soap, and so that would be there, perhaps.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Tell us about the themed events, Katie.
Sure. The neat thing we've done this year is that we have themed each event according, or each week, coinciding it with what's going on peninsula-wide. So we have, for example, for Sensations going on July 12th, the theme is Under the Sea. So we will be featuring different seafoods. We will have somebody there doing an oyster shucking demonstration, talking about where oysters are grown in the Willapa Bay, how they're harvested, and then also talking about, for the children's piece, is other ocean edibles. The 4-H group on the peninsula will be there to help put on kids' activities and to help educate other kids and adults. So the ocean edibles is other than just the seafood. There's seaweed and just a number of other things under the sea that you can eat that you may not have realized.
I also love the fungus festival when the mushroom season's on. Yes. I think that's so clever, really.
That's going to be great. We have, the fungus festival. We will also have an apple cider festival. Our big finale on October 11th will be the Harvest Festival, where we will be we'll have a pie eating contest, corn shucking contest, corn shellers, corn husk dolls, potato sack races, croquet, petting zoo, free wagon rides. It's going to be a good time for all.
How can people find out more about this? Because we know now that it's every Friday evening right in the heart of Long Beach from 4 to 7 p.m. And you have a Facebook page?
Correct.
And you also have a website through the city of Long Beach. So if you're, and what about having more vendors? Are you interested if someone's listening and they're producing, they have a garden, they have a small farm, and they're saying, I'd like to be a vendor at the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market. Are you still taking some vendor applications?
Absolutely. Yes. We are always looking for new vendors and volunteers. If you want to be a part, but you don't produce, grow, anything of that nature, you can come meet people, you can help with the kids' activities, help vendors. There's just a million different things that you could do, whether you're young or old. But come, you can participate in any form.
And we do have stuff for pets, too. We have a couple vendors who will be providing treats and different things for pets. So we're definitely pet-friendly over there as well.
And that will coincide wonderfully with our Doggy Olympics on June 28th. They 4-H will be making homemade glass dog bowls out of recycled materials.
What farmers markets, and especially a classic farmers market like this, and I know I asked you earlier, does everything have to be grown in Washington or on the peninsula? And you said absolutely not. It's Columbia Pacific. It's the region. So if you're growing something in this Columbia Pacific region, then you can be part of the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market.
Absolutely.
Creating community and healthy food. We need healthy food in order to live. That's a basic human requirement. And so what you're providing is the opportunity to buy food directly from growers and to learn about how to make this food. I mean, of course, our great-great-grandparents would think we're out of our minds, that we need to have, they would think, because that's how they lived, of course, on a regular basis. And
absolutely.
Now, this is almost an anomaly, but not really. Farmers markets are becoming so popular now, and people want to eat, want to know where their food's coming from, and they want to support. So not only, just like the Bites for Rights, not only are you eating something delicious that's good for you, but you're helping the cause of helping these farmers and ranchers and fishers and growers and producers continue doing their good work.
Yes, we have. It's so important to help educate people to buy local, buy from the farmer directly, from the fisher, the grower, whatnot. Also, another message we're trying to help relate is that how far food travels when you buy it from a grocery store. Of course, grocery stores we need by all means. But when it is coming from miles away, sometimes thousands of miles away, and then it's on a truck, then it comes and sets on a shelf. By the time you get it, it could have been picked a week ago, 2 weeks ago. You don't know. This opportunity, right. You can go, you can shake the hand of the farmer that grew your carrots, and he most likely picked them that morning or the day before.
And so they are full of energy and vitality, the food.
Absolutely. Yes.
And it's community. We only have a couple of minutes left, but you also are creating community. I mean, I'm really excited. I can't wait. And you're having Miss Moo, who can remain
Miss
a mysterious
Moo
figure.
Miss Moo is our Holstein cow, who is going to be ringing in the market every Friday at 4 o'clock. And you'll have to come out and have her picture taken with Miss Moo and see how everything goes.
All right. Any last thing that you would like the listening audience to know about the Columbia Pacific Farmers Market in Long Beach, Washington?
We would love to have each and every person, young and old. There's going to be something going on that will entice you to come back every week. Because the weeks are themed, it's going to be something different every single week. So just because you may have made it in June doesn't mean you shouldn't come back in July, August, or
September or October.
We're going to be here, and rain or shine, it's
and you're having
for
entertainment
everyone.
every time, which
Absolutely.
Is great too. So what a fun way to support community, to support our local farmers and growers and ranchers and fishers.
And it's the region.
It's the region, and that's what's mm-hmm. important too. Anything else you'd like to say, Regan?
No.
Okay.
Have a great day, and we look forward to seeing everybody on June 14th, Flag Day at the market.
Eating our way through the market.
Exactly.
I'm excited about the pies, the bread, the yeah. you know, the berries, and the, you know, all. And you just never know what you're going to find when you go to a farmer's market like this. So
that's exactly right.
Thank you both so much for creating this. And again, I want to remind everyone that these two things are happening this week on Friday, day after tomorrow, in Long Beach, Washington. The Columbia Pacific Farmers Market opens. It's from 4 to 7. And it's there's a swing group, a cappella from Seattle, that sounds really great. So I encourage you to go out and support it. And then next Thursday, June 20th, is Bites for Rights. That's put on by Basic Rights Oregon. And when you eat at Clemente's, T. Paul's Supper Club, the Urban Cafe, or Astoria Coffee House, you are helping support equal rights for every Oregon citizen. And there are also restaurants and throughout the state of Oregon. So it's all about good food and community and helping each other, you know. And so thank you both so much for what you're doing. All right. Terry Wilson's giving me the sign. Thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire. And I also want to express my appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those things that are working, the things that are good in your life. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth. Thank you.